Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden.
Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us today, as always. We have breakthrough information that is not necessarily readily available because it's on the cutting edge. We have the newest solutions to the oldest problems and some of our newest problems that we're having. Today we have a really exciting show. Our first guest is an expert in something that I've been doing research on for about 30 years. You know, with the advent of GMO foods, that's genetically modified foods, the body does not recognize these as foods in our pets and in our people food. And it's particularly prevalent in pet foods, and there's no way to know it. There's no labeling required, and basically these are nutritionally deficient things that the body picks up as being poison. And so there's some nourishing going on, but mostly a lot of confusion, and there's actually something very profound that happens on the DNA level with GMO foods. Then we have the organic situation. It used to be great. You were so thrilled when your grocery store finally carried organic foods, only to find out they've been on the truck for 3 weeks and have very little nutritional value left. Most of these organic gardens are being watered with city water supplies that are full of pharmaceuticals, full of pesticides, and even, you know, fecal coliform bacteria. Many of the cities are using reclaimed water as the drinking water, so it has even more chemicals in it. So even your organic farms are watering with this water. And then sometimes you're wondering, is it really organic? How can you know for sure? Well, after so much searching, we are so excited with the solution that we found. And it's easy. You know, I don't know if any of you out there have had a garden yourself, but it's hard work. But not anymore. Not anymore. We have the greatest thing to bring you today, and one of our top experts on it. Jan is a naturopathic doctor, although she has been full into this tower gardening phenomenon for about the last 5 years, and she's doing amazing work, and she's a mentor of sorts, and she's willing to help any of our listeners today to find out how easy and cost effective it can be now to source your own foods. I mean, really, when you're buying something at the supermarket, do you know what you're getting? You don't. When you're buying pet foods, do you know what you're getting? Hey, go to our pages at backtoeden.org. You can read about what they're putting in pet foods. It's frightening. But now, without really changing your life at all, you can begin to source your own foods and know exactly what your pets are getting. Welcome, Jan, to Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're really excited about the tower garden phenomenon, that you have been on the forefront of this movement. Please tell us how you discovered the tower gardens and the kind of research that you did to try to find this amazing answer.
Well, thank you, Gigi, and also for having me on here today. My whole purpose is to put out the word, just like you just mentioned, that people can take control of their food source by growing their own, but doing it in such an easy fashion. So it was a little over 5 years ago, a friend of mine said, you have to come and see what I'm doing, what his son was doing. And he happened to be the gentleman who has the patent on the tower garden, which is what we're talking about. But for the last 20 years, I teach and preach organic eating as much as possible, whether that be certified or simply clean. It's all about health. We're all about the end result is always from the food we eat. And whether it be for us or our pets, it doesn't matter. So the growing in the ground was always an issue for many people, myself included. So I went and saw this little project, and what it was a combination of vertical growing units, actually growing as opposed to in the ground, above ground, and growing aeroponically, which is another form of hydroponic. So it was a very, it was a wonderful operation, but really excited me because of this. It's not a typical hydroponic system grown in styrofoam or PVC or questionable materials that can still leach chemicals into the water. This was a food-grade system. And what was really exciting also, because they do, it's important to me naturopathically to eat so clean, is that the minerals used were all earth minerals. Nothing was a growth enhancer trying to make plants grow fast or chemicals. Instead, they were the widest array of all the minerals needed to grow strong, nutrient-dense plants. And it took years to come up with this formulation that they call their mineral tonic. So bottom line was, when I saw that I could grow all types of foods, all types of fruits and vegetables on a single tower on my back porch or in my driveway, I decided to grow two of them. So I told him, drop me two off for sure. And by the time he did, I decided I should probably do 10. But that was because I have a history and I've owned natural food stores and juice bars and worked with organic produce for many years now. And so I have a wide array of people who are searching for the same thing, just simply better steps in a healthy lifestyle and something that can actually do. So I grew 10 towers in my drive, and I'm a single person. And the biggest problem I found with towers is once you plug in little baby seedlings into your tower and allow it to grow, it's an abundance issue. It just continues to grow. You don't need a green thumb. You just need to use this state-of-the-art aeroponic growing machine. So shortly after that, about 6 months later, I decided to build the greenhouse and call it Living Tower. It's alive. Everything I eat is living off the tower, from tower to table. And so from there, it was to showcase this technology, because all of us, whether it be for ourselves, for our pets, for our families, we all looking for better ways to eat better, cleaner. And unfortunately, just like you just mentioned, it's getting to be really tough when it comes to walking into a grocery store to determine what's actually healthy. Even though it looks green and looks healthy, we don't know what country, what state, how long, how it was grown. We have no concept as to actually what happened in that produce before we take it home.
And also, Jan, they're also putting coatings on a lot of the vegetables that people aren't aware of. And we have to take a real quick break. And will you stay with us for the next segment to continue
Absolutely.
The discussion? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch you on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We have naturopathic Dr. Jan with us today talking to us about the solution that I've been searching for 30 years on how to make sure that I know what kind of food I'm giving my pets and what kind of food I'm taking in by the amazing, easy to do tower garden system that is fresh on the market. There's been nothing like it. There's vertical gardening, there's aquaponics, but nothing this easy. This makes it easy to integrate producing your own food into your life without any big changes and any huge burden. And Jan, are you with us?
I certainly am.
Okay, so we were talking before the break, we were talking about how you really don't know what you're getting. They're putting coatings on food. You can go onto YouTube and Google coatings on lettuce, and it's actually, you can peel off a plastic coating off of the lettuce that you're getting at the grocery store. It is absolutely horrific. So please continue with your thought, Jan.
Okay, well, this is why when we started talking about building a greenhouse, the reason I did this greenhouse is to showcase this technology so that everybody understood how easy it could be to grow their own food. So the tower garden itself is simply a vertical aeroponic system. It grows 20 plants or 28, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but what it does is it grows in a third less time than in the ground, all of your produce that you can grow above the ground. In other words, it doesn't uproot vegetables or bushes or trees, but it grows everything else. When it comes to families, people, or pets, that means anything you buy at the store that you're trying to feed your pets especially and yourself, it could be celery, it could be greens, it could be all these things that you can combine if you make your own pet foods and people foods. It can be a combination of melons or squashes or whatever, anything that can grow above the ground, you can easily plant in this vertical system. At the same time, it's a timed system, so it will perfectly water your system, perfectly water your plants, and feed it along the same time. The difference between the food that I can grow in a tower and even in my own garden is, first of all, there's no weeding or tilling. Second of all, there's no soil. It's grown actually in rock wool, which is a spun fiber from volcanic rock. So my pest management is a third than it could ever be if I'm growing in the ground. And even at that, I'm using only organic pest sprays if I need to even deal with anything. But this is the bottom line. By growing your own food aeroponically in the tower garden, what you're doing is guaranteeing the nutrient density of the food. So you know exactly what goes in. Like you just mentioned about coating, the only thing that comes out of your food is what you put in. And so you can't eat better, stronger, more nutrient-dense food. You can't mix it up for your pet foods any better. And interestingly enough, when I started this project of the greenhouse, to have people come and see 30 or 100 towers growing so they could visualize how easy this is, that's the only time that I started realizing what actually, Gigi, people fed their pets. I've known lots of people to make their own pet foods for years, because they were all about organic, clean eating for themselves and their pet family. But it was only when people would come here and want to buy tons of parsley and greens and things like this where they're talking about their animals, whether it was their dogs or their cats or their bunnies, the show rabbits, or some people are doing a variety of greens because it's continual growth for even their horses. So it was amazing to me because our families are so extended. So how easy is it to grow a tower? It's as simple. Towers are designed to grow outside. They simply have to be plugged in. There's an automatic timer for its watering. So that means they're on your pool deck or your porch or in your driveway or in your mulch. It matters not. You need sunshine, just like a regular garden. But after that, once you plug in a baby seedling, it just grows. It grows a third less time. But most important to me, or one of the most important things also, is so eco-friendly, meaning this, and that it uses 10% of the water and the space that it would take to grow an actual garden. So you could grow one tower or three. They all have a 3-foot footprint, but you draw no energy or additional resources. You need full sun like any garden does, but bottom line is abundance. When you grow a tower garden, it's a perpetual garden, meaning this. You'll plant your plants. The more you cut, they regrow, whether it be your herbs or greens or whether you're doing squashes or peppers. Being that it grows in a third less time, it grows very fast, very efficiently, and the more you harvest, the more it grows. So it takes a very small footprint. But as important as that is, when it comes to the food safety and food security, meaning this, I know exactly what goes in my food when I grow it. I know that I can continue to grow it no matter what. And also the expense. I teach and preach buying organic as much as possible. But when I grow a tower, towers never cost a dime to grow. Because bottom line is, instead of buying produce, at the store or looking at the local market, especially when it comes to the price of organics. And as you mentioned, and they're questionable now at best, I spend the money instead on seeds. I plant my own seed. I grow my own produce. And the money I save is huge. But more importantly, the health difference for both pets and people is enormous. So flowers are simply that efficient. You'll never have a recall on growing your greens or parsley or spinach, you know, for E. coli or anything else. It's a clean, sustainable system. And the beauty of a tower also, a tower is not a disposable unit. You'll grow the same tower garden. It's made of such a heavy food-grade FDA-registered plastic. It's also UV protected, so out in the sun, you'll grow your tower for 10 years, 20 years, or more. And at the same time, by doing this in an eco-friendly fashion, you couldn't eat any more healthier and guaranteeing the source of your food. So there's all type of recipes, not for people, both and pets, when it comes to utilizing the type of produce. And Gigi, you had mentioned about even some of the natural food, like Dr. Becker's Real Food for Healthy Dogs and Cats. And so many of those type of items, whether it be cabbage or sweet potatoes, not, but cabbage and greens and squashes. On my towers here, when half of the year I grow my squashes, whether it be butternut or acorn, the other half of the year I'm always growing zucchini, always greens, always celery. But then when it's warmer, now I'm doing my melons, and I just plug them in and let them grow. And maintenance and upkeep on a tower are also easy also. It has a 20-gallon reservoir on the bottom that holds water. You're adding the mineral tonic that belongs there. So as you need, you refill your base with the additional minerals necessary for food to supply for your plants, and check your pH on occasion, and you're growing a full garden vertically right outside your porch or in your backyard. So the ease of gardening has finally arrived. I teach and preach, grow in the ground as much as you can. But if you're like me and so many other people, you may not have the space. You may not have a yard, period. The time, the energy, the back to be weeding and tilling and getting dirty. Or you may live in environments like I'm in Florida, when we have no minerals in our soil, or in Arizona where it's so hot you can't grow a garden, or up north where you have such a limited window when it comes to season. Towers can be grown inside with grow lights, outside, and most all weathers. Freezes, we cover it with a frost cover, open it up when it's nice and sunny. So,
well, Jan, we're going to take a real quick break again, and then we're going to come back and really get into some more of the nuts and bolts. This is such great news, and we'll catch you all on the other side.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're here with naturopathic Dr. Jan, who is a tower gardening expert. We encourage everybody, if you didn't get to listen to the beginning of this show, you have got to listen to the rebroadcast. This not only can save you money on food for your pets, you'll know exactly what they're getting. You know they're going to be getting nutritionally robust fresh foods that are freshly picked, and the more you pick them, the more they grow. We're having a situation where our tower garden is producing so much, we're like giving it away. So it's not only a savings, you could actually turn this in to a family business and a family activity. So Jan, are you still with us?
Here.
Okay, great. So let's talk about, you know, this is really easy, but it's also because it's not as hard as traditional gardening, and it can be done in any living situation. Let's talk about this as a family activity. Have you had families use this as a bonding and absolutely a homeschooling? This could be a whole science course for homeschoolers.
Oh, absolutely. We've been doing this now for 5 years. And since then, we have thousands of people across this country and in Canada now that are growing towers. And the difference I've seen when it comes to educating families, couples, we're in schools, definitely in the homeschool arena, we have missions. I work with food banks here. I grow, and that food goes to the food banks. Because towers are so easy to grow, and they're a continual growth, as you mentioned. When it comes to especially the family arena, we have lots of kids that are very active in growing towers. They do it under the supervision of their parents, but it's easy to grow a garden when you have complete control of it, planting the seeds and watching it grow. And today, the way we live, it's so many children, especially with their towers in the school, they don't even know that lettuce actually comes from a seed because they've never seen it growing. So what we're doing is involving children of knowing not just where their food comes from, but how it's grown and how it should be grown. And the importance of non-GMO, the importance of growing clean while they're young. So the relationships that have been built between people, children, adults, their pets, feeding their entire family well, and totally being 100% all in that production is huge. So what we're doing is we're setting up the next generation to know how to grow their food, how to take control of their health for their complete family. So even when it comes to opening this up, more and more schools are supplying themselves with towers to do just what you said. We have all kind of curriculums around that, just when it comes to, not just when it comes to how fast something grows, but how continually, the abundance issue, continual growth, how quickly it grows. Okay, what produce actually should look like, what it should taste like. If you grow your own nutrient-dense food and start tasting the difference in the greens, we have a voice. We can say so. And you'll never go back to eating regular produce. It's just a fact. So when it comes to the larger picture, we have tons of families, individuals, young couples, groups that are now going to, now either are or looking forward to growing their own small vertical tower garden farm, whether that be just to produce for their immediate community, whether it as a small business or whether it be a larger business. So you're going to look forward to that being across this country more and more, that you will see more places just like mine being able to grow on a larger basis that people can come and buy clean, nutrient-dense food, okay, and guarantee the quality of it. So this is not just for individuals growing their own, teaching their children, growing together, but I've seen couples. This is from whether it be from age 5 to 85, if you can no longer even grow a garden simply because of physical limitations, you can absolutely grow a tower garden. And even for a young child, we have the same. My granddaughter is 4. She has been with me here locally since she was 1. She can tell you every type of produce on any tower, whether it's from kale to celery, to peppers, to eggplant, to olive oil, as she determined. She knows every single one. Not because I forced her to learn it, but she eats all of that because she eats clean from the tower. And all kids will eventually do that. When you have the nutritional bond with your food, it's a natural bond. You will know what you need. Pets do automatically. Pets will automatically gravitate to what feeds them best, what their body needs, and so do children. They're very similar in all ways. So when you're growing clean food, all right, they will eat more, and it will automatically nourish them better. And when it comes to the depletion of our soils, you had mentioned this earlier, there are so many issues with our ground today, unfortunately, because of our water source, because of the lack of minerals in our soil. It's just an agricultural depression, we'll put it that way. And so when you're growing aeroponically with nutrient-dense tonic, mineral tonic, you're always guaranteed the mineral source. And that's hugely important. So if you're growing in the ground, you always need to adjust it. You always need to amend it with additional things like rock dust, etc., to add minerals to it. But when you grow in a tower, nothing else is needed other than just the mineral tonic to grow all of your produce in a simple aeroponic vertical growth.
It's mistake-proof. Yeah, it's like mistake-proof, and they've really made it, and there's ongoing support. You can always call and get support. And let's talk about the cost. So someone wants to get a tower garden today. They can go to backtoeden.org to the healthy food page, and they can get a tower garden there, or they can go directly to lakearrowheadfarms.com, and they can order a tower garden. Let's talk about the price point. How affordable is this, Jan?
Towers run, you can, $44 a month if you'd like to do it on a payment plan for a 12-month cycle. And after that, you own this tower for life. Towers, in my mind, it takes me about 2 months. If you're growing produce, if you're growing a tower, and you're feeding your pets, feeding yourself, all of that tower, it roughly takes maybe the second month until towers never cost a dime, even on a payment plan. Because as opposed to me going to the market and the supermarket to go and buy my produce, I've paid for it. So you determine what do you buy and what would you like to grow. And that's what exactly what you plant. So we also do seedlings here at Living Towers, and we ship all over the U.S. And so along with that, at the same time, if somebody decides to do a tower and they're ready to grow their own produce in their backyard or on their porch for their pets, for themselves, for their families, okay, at the same time, it comes with everything you need to grow a tower. There's nothing else you need to buy. You'll have the rock wool. They'll even send you 5 packs of non-GMO seeds. You can buy whatever other additional seeds you like to grow your own seedlings. But along with that, if you decide to buy a tower, okay, go online, go to the website Gigi just mentioned, and we'll send you your first seedlings, your first 20 seedlings to plant your entire garden for free. We simply ship them out to you. You determine what you want to eat. We grow them, put them in your tower, and here in Florida, we still have sunny weather even in the winter, but here in the Florida and in most states, as long as you have sunshine, it takes you maybe 30 days max to grow a full head of lettuce from the time you plant it. Your greens and things will follow that behind. And so once you start growing, we'll plug in the seedlings so you can grow it quickly, but after that, you'll have everything possible there to grow your own seeds and keep on growing.
So that's a wonderful offer. Anyone that orders a tower garden today, this offer expires at the end of the year, December 31st. You're going to get, as soon as you buy the garden, we're going to be notified, and we will send you, courtesy of Jan's beautiful work that she's doing, 20 seedlings to get your garden started. It really doesn't get any easier than that. Well, Jan, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been so informative and so encouraging that this is something that we can do. We have the power now, without overburdening ourselves, to take control of what kind of food we're eating, to know without any doubt that we're getting the highest quality and the most nutrient-dense foods around. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it, and it is time to grow good health.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new guest coming on right after this break. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn learn more and order your bike tow leash, visit biketowleash.com. That's biketowleash.com. Bike tow leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketowleash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. We had a wonderful guest just talking about taking back your power to give your pets and your family the best possible nutrition in the easiest, most cost-efficient way. Actually, you know, you can make money off your home tower garden. But now we have a really exciting guest as well. His name is Mike, and he has started a company called Five Star Pet Homes. And Mike is going to tell you today about the amazing pet home that you can have for your precious babies outside to know that they are completely cared for in the best possible way. Are you with us today, Mike?
Yes, I am. Pleasure to be here.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us, Mike. We're honored to have you.
My pleasure, believe me.
So, Mike, how did you get started making your five-star pet homes? And let's tell the people a little bit about them.
Okay, well, as a child, my dad built a playhouse in the backyard, and very clever because all the other kids would come over and play. And I've always been building things, but I noticed that there was really not a nice doghouse out there, not the type that I've envisioned. A lot of the models are just plastic. They sit on the ground. They don't offer any heat or comfort or anything like that. So I have designed a doghouse, what I call the ultimate doghouse, in that it's been designed specifically for dogs, in that it's heated and air-conditioned and has a whole bunch of really neat options later on that you can add if you want to be able to check in on your dog while you're away traveling. Even.
So literally, I mean, this is actually a smart doghouse, isn't it, Mike?
I guess you could say that, yes.
And that's because it has on it and any number of suite of monitoring systems so that you can literally, from your iPhone, you can check and see if the dog's in the house, how they're doing. You can monitor the temperature. You can raise it or lower it and adjust it remotely from your iPhone. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's one of the options you can actually add to this. The heating and the air conditioning is already included. The Wi-Fi is an option. And the Wi-Fi is antenna is up in the chimney, so it raises it above the doghouse. And the doghouse has a copper roof on it, and the copper is used to, in the summer it helps reflect the heat, heat's rays. And in the winter, if you're out in a harsh environment, you know, the snow slides off of copper, and copper is the only material that's going to last pretty much forever. So it includes a copper roof and all the electronics and everything that allow you to control the temperatures like the thermostat and maybe add a video camera so you can look at your house from the doghouse or look inside the doghouse and check in on your dog. All those electronics and everything are up in the attic right above the dog. And the heated floor comes about because a little ceramic insert, sort of like light bulbs underneath, and the floor is in one section in the center, an aluminum sheet. So the heat actually rises through the floor, sort of what they do in some Asian countries where they heat the floor. And that's actually where I got the idea from. And there's a real 5,000 BTU air conditioner in the back. And the air conditioning flows over. It doesn't blow directly on the dog. It flows over the attic and comes out in a thin slit over the front door opening of the doghouse, and that keeps out the flies. It's sort of what we call an air curtain. So when that is in operation, it blows out and keeps out all the flies and everything too.
And so that copper roof insulates from the Wi-Fi signal, doesn't it? So doggy doesn't get microwave from the Wi-Fi.
That is correct.
That is so neat. And so tell us about some of the other features in the ultimate doghouse. Let's let everybody know what some of the things they're going to have to play with.
Well, some of the features I should point out that come standard. First of all, this is a raised doghouse. I noticed in studying dogs, dogs like to jump up on things and get a little off the ground. And a lot of the other dog homes don't have that. They're just literally resting right on the ground. So to make it so it's a little bit more heat resistant and cold, I've lifted it off the ground, first of all. And then there's also side sniff vents. Now, most doghouses are just literally one entrance, and that's the entrance that you can go in. But dogs feel like they're in a closed box. And dogs like to be able to sniff the breeze, so to speak, without, you know, and so in some dog houses, you'll see them sticking their nose out of the front door. But this one I actually developed with what I call side sniff vents. So you can open up these vents on the side, and they can literally get a cross breeze going across. So they can constantly be monitoring the breeze, so to speak.
Love that.
Yeah, it makes them feel more comfortable in the when they're actually inside this. So one thing, though, I know some people might say, you know, I bought a doghouse before and my dog didn't use it. Well, that's probably because they didn't like it very well. But also there's a trick to this. I found that location is also a key thing. You know, and dogs want to be able to keep track of what's going on, you know. They want to be right out in the front yard or whatever. If you have a fenced yard, if you have a backyard, they want to make sure that they can look and, you know, survey the area. So position sometimes of the doghouse is also critical. And, you know, you're keeping it a little further away from your house, but you want something that looks good on your property. If you've got a nice home, you don't want something, you know, that's going to detract from your house. So I made this so that it actually enhances your property.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk more about this ultimate doghouse. And we'll catch you on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're here with Mike, CEO of Five Star Pet Homes at fivestarpethomes.com, where you can go and take a look for yourself and see the amazing craftsmanship that he has put into these ultimate smart dog homes, where he's thought of everything that your pooch is going to need if you want to take a trip or just for letting them be outside during all of the different seasons and having a place for them to go where they're going to be protected from the elements, but they can still be that watchdog, you know, with a view of the entire property like we were just talking about. Are you with us, Mike?
Yes, I am.
They like to be, in order to be the guardian of the property, they have to have a good vantage point. And this is up off the ground, which gives them a little extra added advantage. They can sniff the breeze through the little sniffing panels that he has built in, and yet be protected from the elements, heat and cold, being up off the ground. So, you know, they can go and lay on the ground anytime they want. But sometimes they want to get up off the ground. And his smart doggy homes, his five-star ultimate dog houses, he's thought of everything. They're up off the ground. It's got a heated floor, so the heat rises. And I imagine it's all energy efficient, isn't it, Mike?
It's about as energy efficient as you can get. So, yeah, because it's very insulated. You know, in the cold months, you can close the side vents. And the heat rising from there, it doesn't take much energy for that. The air conditioner, you don't need to. Matter of fact, the way it's set up, it's only one position because you don't need the 5,000 BTUs. The only reason why I use a regular small air conditioner is so it's easy for people maybe 5-10 years down the road when that air conditioner finally wears out to easily replace it with something that's standard off the shelf type of thing.
Great, great. And so what sizes does the doghouse come in?
Right now I've got I measure by the interior space. And the interior space right now is 28 inches by 40 inches. So it's pretty sizable. It's meant for, you know, medium to larger size dogs. And there's one size larger right now that's pretty much 3 by 4 feet, 36 inches by 48 inches.
For the big dogs like the Danes and the Mastiffs and such.
That is correct.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say the front opening is also a little bit larger on the size up, but I've made it so the front doors fully open, so you can get access and change out the bedding and easily clean it. There's even flashing down below in the cellar, so if later on it gets a little too wonky and you want to spray it out, you don't have to worry about the water getting inside. It has a little drain even in the bottom, so.
Oh, that's nice for easy cleaning.
Of course. I want things to be easy to maintain.
Oh, we love that. You know, so many times I've noticed when they're designing appliances, it's definitely not a woman that did it, because a woman would be thinking, I don't want things like that for dirt to get stuck in there. It just doesn't make sense for cleaning. It may be super flashy looking, but for cleaning, it ends up being a nightmare. So we love easy cleaning solutions. And that also is easy for the kids in case that's part of their chores.
That's true.
Okay, well, your pet homes, can people get them online? Are they going to be sold in stores? How are they going to be able to get these amazing pet homes for their dogs?
Well, I'm hoping eventually to actually go through local resellers, not large stores, but small pet stores and boutiques. And I'm just getting started right now. So I'm just looking for some good feedback and also people that are interested. I like to be able to send them samples of the wood that they can actually choose from. The main body of this doghouse is constructed out of heart redwood. Since I'm in California, Northern California, it's a natural choice, and it's a wonderful wood. But there are some certain pieces, like the threshold, that have to be made out of a harder wood because of, you know, the dog's nails otherwise over
right.
time would erode the wood. So harder woods like teak and oak, these are all custom built. So they're not going to be where you can just go into a store and just buy one. Basically, it's a process where you get to choose the type of wood, woods that you want on this, and maybe the color of the stain that you would like to see. And then we'll proceed from there. We'll build it. Basically, it's a custom build for everybody.
So everyone can pick the features that they want or don't want. They can work with you on materials and design and could even really theoretically make it match the main house, no problem, right?
Yeah, now there is a difference. I want to point out, you know, people have seen through some of these events where people have made extravagant doghouses to match their homes. And you know, so if you have a mansion and you want a little mini mansion for your dog, I am not constructing those types of homes. There are other people out there that do those, if you want an exact match.
And, oh, well, they can honestly just do the paint job, you know? if they wanted to.
Basically, correct. What I'm saying is those homes that those people build don't have these features. I have designed this doghouse specifically for dogs. I mean, most of those do not have heat or air conditioning or, like, side sniff vents, for instance.
It's just a cosmetic thing.
Exactly.
It doesn't have the functionality that you offer.
Those are made more, for the ego of the owners rather than for the benefits of the dog.
And that's what we really love. We love the pet-focused approach that you're taking with these dog houses. And can you tell us about your other pet homes?
Sure. Well, they're not out yet, but I have an amazing cat house and a voluminous bird house. And eventually I also hope to have a horse house, which is basically a stall that's on wheels that can be moved around your property for your equestrian friend. And the cat house, I think I'm going to have a lot of fun marketing that down the road.
Yeah.
But that's a product that I developed when I moved into a house with four older cats, and the owner asked me if there was any way to kind of get the litter box out of the house. And so I designed this thing so the litter box is outside your home. It's basically an addition to your house, and the cats go out through a window bridge. And they've got an outside litter box and a play space. And if you don't want them to go out into the yard and outside, it's like an attachment to your house, in effect.
So sort of like a window air conditioner, except it ends up being this neat, nifty little place.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that is so super. Well, Mike, it's been awesome to have you on our show today, and we love people that are devoted to pets. There's so much suffering of animals, and that's why the ones that we have and that we can spoil, we need to spoil and love as much as we can.
I totally agree.
And so we love what you're doing, and for people to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Just remember to call 5-STAR-PET, 435-STAR-PET.
And that's the number 5.
That's the number 5-STAR-PET. 435-STAR-PET.
Okay, and you can have your own input and design your house for your baby just the way you like it. We're all done today with our radio show. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed all this valuable content and that you'll be with us again at Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Thank you so much. Ciao for now.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.